The rest of the story. When the sailing ship Discovery departed London, April 17, 1610, there were 24 men aboard. 18 months later, almost to the day, the Discovery returned to London minus 16 men. The 8 men remaining, mutineers, well, their story is the rest of the story. By midsummer 1610, the crew was demoralized, frightened, anxious to turn the ship around and head for home. The bleak, fog-cradled coastline looming before them made the men even more fearful. The captain, however, was eager to press onward. Madness, the crew began calling it, especially after one dreadful winter had passed. In June of 1611, some of the crew members met secretly to discuss the predicament. Rationalizing that their own survival was at stake, they plotted a meeting. The night of the 23rd, they grabbed the captain and those loyal to him, put them all in a small boat, and the deposed captain, his son, and 6 officers were given nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to wear, nothing. They were simply cast adrift, sentenced to certain death in the icy waters. Now, the mutineers weren't in much better shape. Some of them were killed by natives they encountered on the way home, and others starved to death. But as you've already heard, 8 men survived to guide their vessel into the mouth of the Thames and back into the port of London. Now, the British knew all about the mutiny, yet I'm not sure if what happened next had ever happened before or would ever happen again. The owners of the sailing ship Discovery interrogated the surviving mutineers immediately upon their arrival, and when the interrogation was over, it was agreed, unanimously, that the survivors should not be hanged, but hold everything. The owners made no such recommendation to the High Court of Admiralty. In fact, a whole year passed before the High Court even questioned one of the survivors. Eventually, 4 of the mutineers were tried. By eventually, I mean 7 full years after the meeting had taken place. And those 4 who were tried were promptly released, acquitted. The history books called it a shocking miscarriage of justice. You've not heard it all. One of the surviving mutineers had gone on to serve as a ship's surgeon, another as a boatswain's mate, and still another mutineer officially became captain of the Discovery, the very ship on which he had committed mutiny. Now, the ship's captain and his son and 6 officers were as much as murdered, and yet British authorities dared not exterminate those men responsible. They dared not, because those men, those 8 mutineers, knew too much. They were too valuable to hang, for they had sailed hitherto uncharted waters, and only they knew the way back. Their claim was that they had discovered the Northwest Passage. They had not, but that claim saved their skins. You know what they had discovered and had described as a great sea to the westward? A body of water that was subsequently named for the captain against whom that historic mutiny was committed. The body of water in which Captain Henry Hudson was cast adrift and from which he was never heard again was Canada's vast Hudson's Bay. And now you know the rest of the story.